You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude.
Welcome. Oh, how's that for a chill intro? Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. This is, we are ready to go. LFG, as they say. It is on. It is a Thursday night here in the state of Wisconsin. I am Pete Schwabe. Sitting across the state from me is the unbelievably talented Greg Bach, and also my friend. Hey, pal, how are you?
I am doing quite well. Thank you so much for asking. How are you doing? You've had a bit of a... You've been jaunting around the state. You've been gallivanting.
I like that.
Other words that mean traveling. Traveling. You've been traveling. But you are home. You are good.
Home. Yeah. I just got home a little while ago. I got up very early. Went over to PBS. Love my PBS gig. We did our Wisconsin Film Festival episode today, where we teased some movie clips and had some filmmakers on to talk about their films. A great lineup this year at the Wisconsin Film Festival. We'll talk about that as it... gets ever closer, but yeah, fun day of shooting, introduced some films on for Independent Lens, and, you know, did some promos, got my car and raced up here, and here I am back with you, buddy. How are you
there
doing?
There you go. I am doing quite well. I've been, you know, it's been a lazy day compared to yours. I mean, I've doing my work, but I'm not on the public broadcast systems and the on a channel that requires a donation. I mean, my goodness, you're so famous. You're so famous.
I like to keep one foot in the private sector and one foot in the public TV sector, because let's be honest, something could happen. You got to diversify, Greg, right?
Yes, you have to diversify your portfolio. That's important, and your portfolio. I can't even say the word. That's how little my portfolio is diversified.
I never owned a comedy club, though. That's kind of cool. You were like a boss man. You could boss people around. I've never been in that situation.
I could, but I can't anymore. But I can. At the time, I was like, go change the toilet paper. I've spoken, and then I walk away, and then I don't think about anyone else's feelings because I was in charge. So.
That's an enviable position to be in. I have to tell you, though, as you know, last night when I was in Madison, I left the studio there on State Street, and I was going to go across the street and see Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Our pal Tim Sowers was on the other night, and
my
son was on his way over, didn't get there in time, so we scrapped it. But Tucker Ligursky, our senior producer, was with me, and we walked over, and...
Yeah.
We took a couple pictures with the DeLorean. They had the music playing. The DeLorean was open. So before we went and grabbed a drink, there we are.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's a hoverboard in there. Yeah, baby.
That's how Tucker got to the studio last night. He flew in from 2008. How awesome is that?
What a time, 2008. So simple. So innocent.
Look like I'm pregnant there. Anyway, yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. We heard the music, and I was like, "Oh my God, how fun would it be just to go in there and check out the play?" But it just didn't work out. But,
and for folks listening to us on the radio right now, maybe thinking to themselves, "What are they? Why the music? What are they talking about?" Well, if you watch the live stream, you could have seen the pictures. Watch the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still call Twitter. You can see the pictures, but you know, you just have to imagine Pete and Tucker standing next to a DeLorean in your own heads. That's fine. We love imagination here at the show.
That was how the night started. Then we went forward to 2038. Things are much better, folks.
Really?
The country is not polarized. We are living in sweet harmony. Everyone's having a Coke. It's beautiful. So
see, that's how I know you didn't actually time travel.
I was just about to introduce you, Aaron. That is the voice of the awesomely talented Aaron Zomers, who joins us here at Nightlight to produce sometimes, and we always have a blast when you do. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. You know, it's nice to be on the board again. Right now, I've been taking a little bit more of a behind-the-scenes role. But it's a shame that Dom has to be absent for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we miss him, but we're happy you're here. See what I did there?
You kept one foot in the friendship world.
Exactly.
Greg gave Dom a nickname last night, Aaron. His name is Dom Lee.
Dom Lee. He's Dom Lee. Or Dom DJ Lee. Lee.
Dom Lee. He's an adverb. And
yeah, exactly.
I think Dom got a kick out of it.
It should be like, ba-dum, 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 but here comes Dom Lee walking down the trail. You know, we're just going to build this character of Dom Lee throughout the years. That's right. Years of this program. And then we'll have a movie made about Dom Lee, and Pete and I will just swim in the cash.
I think we got
all the cash from Dom Lee the musical.
Dom Lee. It's awesome. Well, it's great to have you here tonight, AZ. Always love working with you, buddy. And we got a great show tonight, don't we, Greg?
We do indeed. I'm very excited because the first time she's been on the show since I've gotten here, but I haven't talked to her in a long time, is Dr. Kristen Lierley, who is the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show right here on Civic Media. She is going to be talking to us about the decline in vaccinations. There's been a lot of stuff coming out of the Trump White House about new vaccination requirements or suggestions, and we're going to talk not only about the declining vaccination amongst children in this state, but also the fact that states around this country are just saying no to the recommendations of the current Secretary of Health and Human Services. So that's going to be more with Dr. Lierley after the 5:30 news. And then why don't you introduce who's coming on in the second hour? These are friends of yours, my friend. I know one of them. I don't know the other, but I'm looking forward to meeting talking to them.
Greg, I would be honored.
Yeah.
It's Nathan Deming, the writer, director from Wisconsin. He's from Tomah, Wisconsin. And Nathan has been on a few Civic Media shows over the last couple of years. He's very prolific. He went to the London Film School. His stuff looks great. He lives in L.A. now, but he's kind of back and forth. He was very instrumental with his friend who will be with him, and my friend mm-hmm. Jeffrey Kurz will be joining him. They were both very instrumental in passing or helping to pass or lobby for the incentives program here for filmmakers in Wisconsin. So they'll be here at 6:20 because Jeffrey is also the executive producer of Nathan's film, which we'll talk about. It's in the Wisconsin Film Festival. And I actually interviewed Nathan this morning on PBS for that TV show. So it'll be great to have those guys here. Then they're going to help us out with the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. Nice. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk to those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. But while we're here, though, Pete, it's the beginning of the show. We got to get onto it. It's time for the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Okay, this came to me last night. I was in my hotel, and my son and I were hanging out, and the movie The Departed was on. The Departed.
Mm-hmm. Departed.
So it got me thinking about accents. So tonight's question is, what is your favorite accent?
Okay.
You can go all over the world with this one, folks. Southern, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, New York, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. whatever. Let us know what your favorite accent is. And it could be from overseas. Look, if you know people from outer space to talk strangely, we can include that too. But just be part of the show. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Free and easy to use. You can't beat it. At those prices, you can't afford not to have it. And if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or ex-Twitter, or the app we still call Twitter, as Greg says, you can drop us a stream comment. It's great to hear from you guys throughout the course of the show. And
indeed,
the text and phone lines are always open. So let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got some ideas. I think I have my favorite one in my brain. But we'll talk about that later. But right now, it seems like we are kicking off the show with a call, Greg in Waukesha right now. Greg, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, buddy.
All right, we got
Greg, you there?
Got Greg now.
There you are.
Hey Greg. I am here. And my favorite accent, even though I don't do it well, as Dom just saw me on the phone, it's a British accent, like the Beatles. I love the Beatles. They're such a good band, and they're bloody good, in fact.
That was bloody good. That was bloody good. I liked it.
So,
get yourself some bangers and mash.
Of course. Yeah.
Greg, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Bangers and mash. I think I'll be having that on St. Patrick's Day. There's a local bar that, even though it's an Irish pub here in Waukesha, serves bangers and mash on St. Patrick's Day. So
nice.
Yeah.
I hope they have corned beef and cabbage too.
Oh, I'm thinking the as Greg Bach knows, the House of Guinness may have corned beef and cabbage.
Oh yeah.
So
I think you're safe. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys have a great night. And remember, listen to the Beatles. As a matter of fact, if John has any control over the music, play the Beatles.
Thank you very much, Greg. We appreciate you calling in very much.
Thank you, Governor. That's a tough act to follow. I never opened with a showstopper. That's
I know, right? Like, we should just go home now. It's like...
That's awesome. Thank you, Greg.
But speaking of, we gotta move on with the show, my friends. Yeah. We gotta get on to the our three big things for the night. Let's knock out that first one.
The first big story.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. JS Online is reporting the story came out a couple days ago. Quote, PO'd Evers vows to resist any FBI effort to seize Milwaukee ballots. So if folks don't know already, the FBI has been seizing ballots in Georgia, looking to seize ballots in Arizona. And Tony Evers has said, no, he will not. He will make sure that this does not happen in an effort to retrieve ballots from the 2020 election, which was now... Let's see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nearly 5.5 years ago when Donald Trump lost. But we're still here, Pete.
And it's like it was voted, you know, his challenges were voted down by like 60 courts, mm-hmm. by a lot of judges he appointed. This is insane that we're still talking about this.
Yes.
And it's, as I understand it anyway, it's to get information about voters and how people vote. So that there can be some tomfoolery. That's the speculation anyway. So it's good for Governor Evers, I say.
Yeah. And when he you know, PO'd, he said it. He's like, I'm PO'd. You know that's a big deal. You know it's a big deal. When Governor Evers. I was going to say chuffed, but that's not correct. Chuffed is excited. It's a very
chaffed?
Weird word. No, chuffed. Yeah. Chuffed.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was suggesting.
Oh, chaffed.
Chafed, maybe? I don't know. Let's get Greg back on the phone.
But no, this to me is absolutely ridiculous that 5+ years later, they're like, we want your ballots. It's like, why? Why do you, what do you think you are going to find? What do you think you are going to find?
Right, exactly. And it's just to me, like we talked about this the other day with one of our guests where it was like, you know, there's all this information. We're going to do away with absentee balloting or absentee ballots or, you know, not voting in person or whatever, vote by mail. It just seems like it's to ensue chaos. And this just seems to be another cog in that. Like, how can we, I honestly have to do some research before I go vote now this year because I want to make sure I get it right. And I think that's what people are scared about, you know.
Well, and the other thing too is that, you know, it says in the article that we have a right to vote in a secret election. Like we allow our ballots to be secret. We shouldn't have to be seeing that information should not be made public. We have a right to have it secret. I should not be told anyone who I vote for, but we'll talk more about that on the other side. We got more big things to talk about here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. So don't go anywhere. Be a part of the conversation. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You are listening to us here. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay close.
Yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Hey, you've got the Civic Media Network here. I am Pete Schwabe sitting across the stage from Greg Bach, and this is Nightlight, and we are thrilled you're here on this Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, as I sometimes call it. And the Christmas is coming, folks. We've got weather. We'll talk about that. Coming up at 5:35, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. She hosts the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show here on Civic Media, and she is also an OBGYN, and we're going to talk to her about vaccines or the fact that people are getting less of them. That's coming up at 5:35. Next hour, we've got some independent film talk with Nathan Deming and Jeffrey Kurz. Their film Winter Hymns will be at the Wisconsin Film Festival, and then they're going to stick around and do the popcorn pick of the week right now. And we've got Aaron Zommers with us tonight. Zommers, you're still here. I assume everything's going well.
Yeah. Unless there's something that you're not telling me. Yeah.
No, you're the guy with all the 411.
No one's not telling you anything, Aaron. Not whatsoever. Oh, boy.
We've got, we're in the middle of talking about a few news stories here, our big three stories of the day, and we got through one, and we've got two more to go, so let's get at it, Greg.
The second big story.
He's still with us in spirit, Domley.
Domley.
This is probably what we're looking at. Like, obviously, yeah. We have more military than anybody, but like... There was a cyber attack here on our soil by an Iran-backed hacker group, which has claimed responsibility. The company is Stryker, headquartered in Michigan, and they make medical equipment and technology. Is this what we're looking at? Is this how Iran will retaliate? And is this the only way that we know of? Is this the biggest threat they pose, Greg, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a definitely... to me, I don't know if... Iran has the capability to fly over here and drop bombs. I mean, call me naive, but I don't think they do. So I think this is definitely a way they can do this. This is definitely, I mean, this is what Russia did to us back in 2016. This is what a lot, I mean, you cyber attack us. It's something that we're all very open to. So it doesn't surprise me at all that this is what they've done, and they might continue to do it too. What their goal honestly is, I don't know, but I'm not surprised. And this is the second time we've bombed them in a year. So, of course, now they're like, well, it's time to retaliate. And I don't want it to happen, but am I shocked? No, not one bit.
Well, apparently in the past they've hacked, they had victims in Saudi, or the Sands Casino, Saudi Arabia's national oil company in 2012. So, so saying that, that's what I thought too. However, there is also an attack... A potential attack. I don't believe it's imminent, but there's a concern that the Oscars could be attacked from sea with possible drones. So they have some capability. I don't know what our defenses are against that stuff, but that's a thing. And I'm told Kash Patel himself will be there at the Oscars overseeing things and probably doing a beer bong. So
for real, he'll be at the Oscars? Oh my God.
Yeah! He was at the hockey. He was at the Olympics.
I can't believe Chalamet won. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So that'll be interesting. And LAPD and FBI have just said they're going to heighten security. So hopefully things will go off without a hitch. I like watching the Oscars. I love movies. I hope everything goes okay.
I mean, it just, to me, like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know how to say it without, none of this surprises me. And will something happen to the Oscars? I want to say no, but they want to tell us there's heightened security. But that's the thing, is if something does happen, then my problem is people will say, well, we got to, you know, Iran, they're terrible. It's like, no, we bombed them twice.
Right.
We have bombed them twice. And this is not me saying we get what we deserve. I'm saying is like, is that the people who will spin whatever happens as Iran is this terrible country, well, they are retaliating at this point because of what we have done. So therein lies the conversation about what we are doing over there in the first place in this war, not war, that's over, sort of overdone, almost done, completed. Who knows? It's a war, not war. So
I just started calling it the what have you, because I don't even know. It's like, what
it's
are we
the
doing?
Kerfuffle. It's a
kerfuffle. Yeah, exactly.
So, oh, my God.
Well,
goodness.
Hopefully everything will go off without a hitch on Sunday night. And then, you know, absolutely. We got time. We got to sneak this in. It's kind of a teaser as to what's coming, wouldn't you say?
I mean, yeah, but everyone really knows what's going on there. But hit it, Aaron Zommers.
The third big story.
Snow, baby.
Winter has not done at all. They're saying, let's see here, 70-degree weather, followed potentially one of the biggest snowstorms of the season. Welcome to March in Milwaukee and throughout the state. I mean, you said, Pete, you guys are looking at 30 inches up by you?
As I understand it, Marinette is looking at about 26 to 28 inches between Sunday, Monday, and we're supposed to get 6 inches tomorrow. So that takes us up to like 34 inches over the course of 4 days. Green Bay between Sunday and Monday is supposed to get 30 inches of snow. I'm no Mace Michaels, but that's what I read on my Apple app. And Milwaukee and Madison, a foot of snow on Sunday, maybe more on Monday. So we are going to be in the throes of it. We are not going gently. Winter is not going gently into that great night.
And please make sure you're, I know that we're getting into that mid-March where it's like, oh, the snow will come and then it will melt. But please be careful while you're driving, walking around. Get yourself prepared for it. Keep it locked here on Civic Media. We've always got the most up-to-date weather forecast for you. So just be safe, be prepared. And also, as always, you know, check on older folks if they need help, especially during these wintry months as we are getting out of the cold. So please, please be aware. Please be just
cognizant.
Exactly, exactly. My words are not reaching my brain today, Pete, so I'm just warning you right now. I should have warned you, say, an hour ago, but no, the words are just not, they're just, it's not.
Listen.
Thursday's not treating me nice.
We are co-hosts now. We'll have like a steel third sign if one of us is stumbling and the other one just picks up. I think we figured that out. Hey, we are coming right back, folks. Tonight's question of the night is, what is your favorite accent? Dr. Kristen Lyerly is coming up next after the news. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach and Aaron Zommers tonight. You've got the Civic Media Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight
back?
With Pete Schwabe. I think so, yeah. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to be part of the conversation, call or text. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a number. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead on the show, we'll be having a great conversation with Nathan Deming, as well as remind me the name again. It's not on the. It's not
Jeffrey Kurz.
Jeffrey Kurz will be talking about their new movie that will be premiering at the Milwaukee Film Festival, as well as
Wisconsin.
Giving us.
Film Festival, yeah.
My apologies. As well as a giving us their popcorn pick of the week, so don't go anywhere. But right now, we have got the effervescent, the wonderful, the amazing Dr. Kristen Lyerly here. Good evening, Dr. Lyerly. It's been some time.
I just want to keep singing MacArthur Park because it's just like, it's in my soul right now because I left my cake out in the rain.
not advisable, but... Do you ever go in to deliver a baby, kind of doing a little disco move? And how would that work? Would people get nervous or would that put them at ease? What are your thoughts?
I sing all the time, constantly in the clinic and in the operating room, in the delivery room. Sometimes it's super appropriate. Sometimes parents come with their own playlists.
Yeah.
I had a dad. Wow. This is a true story. I had a dad who they had made this amazing playlist and it was wonderful. And they had a very natural birth without any medications. And it was like, it was so cool. And when she was like crowning, like the baby's head was about to come out. And I said, we're about to have a baby here. He was futzing with his phone. And all of a sudden we heard, ah, Savannah, na 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 na. It was perfect.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Was that
I
distracting?
Love it.
Was that distracting to you, or did you like? How did that?
We were all crying because it was so emotional and so funny, and she was incredible. And the baby was great. It was like one of those moments that I will never forget.
The only thing that would make that story better is if this woman gave birth to a lion.
No.
There'd be oodles of complications and...
Well, with that attitude, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Kristen is not only a doctor, she is the doctor of the shutdown. Nobody can shut a joke down.
Oh, ouch. Like,
no jokes.
I mean that in a good way. Impressive.
I love watching comedians scorned by the unfunniness of their bits.
Do you know any?
I love the two of you together. When I heard about this, I was like, this is going to be good.
Well, you're officially part of it, so thank you.
There you go.
Aw, thanks.
So the reason why we invited you on, and you and I have talked about this so many times because this story is just not going away, but in the Wisconsin Examiner earlier this week, article came out, said rates for most vaccines in children and teens are declining in Wisconsin. And honestly, like this shouldn't be news to anybody because this has been happening for some time, correct?
It has been happening for some time, but it keeps going down. And now we're to the point where it's less than 7 in 10 kids are getting the typical recommended vaccine mm-hmm. schedule. And that's a huge problem because in order for us to have herd immunity, where the people who can't get vaccinated or don't respond to vaccines, they need our protection, and it needs to be at 95% for something like measles. We are not there. And in fact, we are one of the least vaccinated states when it comes to measles. Guys.
Wow.
This is so scary because think about all of the people who are going off to spring break right now because we're seeing all these measles outbreaks all over the country in the mm-hmm. warm states. And measles is incredibly contagious.
Oh, boy.
People are going to come back and they're going to be sick. And then we've got these little populations. We saw it in Oconto. We saw two kids die in Texas last year. We no longer have that national protection from measles, but Wisconsin is especially vulnerable.
What does it mean when, like, I saw this statistic, like less than 2% just in 5 years are not getting vaccinated. What does that mean for the rest of the people who get vaccinated? Like, are they more at risk or are they still protected? What does it mean when other people don't get vaccinated to the people that do?
Well, usually most people who get vaccinated, because these vaccines are so effective, we are covered. It's the vulnerable people. It's the little kids and the older people and the people with immune problems, the people who have mm-hmm. had transplants, the people who have genetic issues. Some people can't tolerate vaccines and they are counting on us to protect them. But when we don't do our public health part, we make those vulnerable people, we put them in danger.
I think I know the answer already, but please elaborate deeper into this question if you know the answer, of course. But what led us here? I mean, I feel like saying Wisconsin is one of the least vaccinated states in America, that is a shocking statement to me. It's embarrassing. And I want to know what led us to a place where we were like this. I mean, I just feel like is it because of the pandemic and people's dislike of the vaccine, or is it something else that's been happening for longer?
It's really rooted in politics, to be very honest with you. So here in Wisconsin, we've had Republicans tend to not want all of us to be vaccinated with an opt-out option. Mm-hmm. Democrats tend to want us to be vaccinated. So in Wisconsin, because we've had Republicans at the helm for, what, a decade and a half now, mm-hmm. we've seen protections for vaccines slipping away. And in fact, we've had an exception. So you've been able to say, I just don't want it here in Wisconsin yeah. for your kids. And that's not the case in most other states. So this is the result of 15 years of just not trusting the establishment and getting messages from politicians that make you question whether something is safe or not. And then COVID happened, and now there's even more. Look at what's happening with Casey Means and with RFK mm-hmm. Jr. and all of the undermining of our public health infrastructure. There's so much mistrust in healthcare professionals. There's so much mistrust in anything that's traditional. It's making it really hard for people to know who they can trust, where they can go for information, what's really available to them.
Our guest is Dr. Kristen Lierley. She is an OBGYN. You should follow her on all of her socials, folks. She's out there. Look for her. Follow her. She's just kind of an all-around smart girl, too, let's be honest. So when you say that, here's what I want to know. When the question I just asked you before, are those that get vaccinated at more risk because some don't? You said not really. It's these people that don't, the vulnerable. That's who you're going to bat for. That's who people that get vaccinated are going to bat for. That's our horse in the race. So why so much resistance? Do you feel like getting the message out there does eventually hit people, or do they have to suffer some kind of tragedy?
I think it's like anything else. It doesn't feel real until it happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
like yeah. Measles wasn't, I didn't think the leopard would eat my face. Measles isn't a thing until you have a little kid who's got measles encephalitis. His brain is swollen and he can no longer eat for himself and he can no longer walk or talk in South Carolina. This is actually happening right now in South Carolina. Totally preventable. But children are suffering, and more children will suffer from a vaccine preventable disease because of misinformation and disinformation.
We have Cindy from Appleton on the phone right now wanting to talk about this. Good evening, Cindy. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you? How are you, Dr. Lierley?
Hey, Cindy. Good to hear from you.
You too. You stole a little bit of my thunder about talking about how the Republicans have, you know, disconnected us from the healthcare profession, just like they did with the teachers. They're making all the professionals sound so unprofessional, and this unprofessionalism is coming from some of the most unprofessional people on the planet. So I just don't understand why people can't figure this out for their own.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's a very good point. And I want to tag something. I want to tag a question on what Cindy said is, you know, say in fall, we get a whole new set of people in Madison and we get new legislators and a new attitude. And I don't want to say liberals or Democrats, but just this thing of where we're like, all right, let's start to repair some of these things that have happened over the past 15 years. How long is it for people like yourselves and your industry, is it going to take to convince the people that, oh, vaccines are okay, they are safe? Like, all the work they've done to destroy the credibility, now you have to work probably 2-3 times harder to build it back up again.
Yeah, and in this environment where people can't get access to a healthcare provider, that is the most important thing, because people still trust their own doctors, even mm-hmm. with the misinformation out yeah. there. But if you don't have a healthcare provider, and a lot of people don't, because yep. they can't afford it. And more people can't afford it. So that's going to be, I think, the challenging thing. And, you know, Casey Means said this during her confirmation hearing for Surgeon General. Casey Means, by the way, who is not a practicing physician, never has been unsupervised, does not have a medical license, is not board certified. Like, there are so many reasons Jeez. For her not to be the Surgeon General. That's a whole other episode. But she was talking about shared decision making and informed consent. And I absolutely believe in that. You need to know what all of your options are, and you mm-hmm. need to know how they fit in the context of your life so you can make the right decision for yourself. And I might make a different decision than you would make, but only you can make that decision for you. Yes, but if you don't have somebody there who's going to be objective, who's going to give you the evidence, who's going to give you the data, and who's going to walk with you in this journey, you can't make that decision. That mm-hmm. trusted person isn't on TikTok. You don't get that in a 45-second reel that you skip by and look for the next thing. So we need to fix our healthcare system. And in order for us to fix our healthcare system, we also have to fix our public health system. And that means we need access to vaccines, access to care, access to preventive health. There's so much that's broken right now in this country. We desperately have to fix it.
You don't think putting $5 a month in a health savings account is going to get you to the finish line if you get a serious disease?
No, but it's a great investment vehicle for people because it's triple tax deductible.
I heard it was getting $2,000. What happened to my $2,000? Where's my $2,000? That'll fix everything.
Dr. Lyerly, there are a group in this article from the Journal Sentinel that says vaccine rates for a group of 7 childhood diseases that public health experts recommend for the first 2 years after birth. What are those other diseases, and what are the ones that are comparable to measles, if any? Are they just as dangerous?
Well, I mean, they're all dangerous if you're exposed to them and you get sick. Measles is the big one because it's so contagious. We remember COVID and how contagious that was. Measles is even more contagious than COVID.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really dangerous. And the people who are mostly affected are little kids. But, you know, there are other things like hepatitis B. Hepatitis B vaccine, the first dose is actually given at the time of birth. And I remember, I mean, Pete, your kids and my kids are right about the same age. This was when this hepatitis B birth dose was a pretty brand new thing. I remember having my first baby and just looking at him and thinking, oh, really, they want me to give him a vaccine? That seems like such a bad idea. But we know that it has decreased the incidence of mm-hmm. hepatitis B. And hepatitis wow. B leads to liver disease, liver cancer, terrible things later in life that are completely preventable if we do it right. But now the federal government is changing the recommendations and we're not doing it right anymore. And that means children and adults are going to suffer the consequences down the road.
And we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break, the fact that the recommendations that have been given to us by the Health and Human Services, states around the nation are not enjoying it. So we're going to talk more about that on the other side, but don't go anywhere. We are talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, our buddy, our pal, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach and Aaron Zommer's Riding Shotgun producing the show tonight. It's great to have you with us, folks. This is a Thursday in March. We are getting ever closer to more fun days ahead. Once we get past snowpocalypse, but good days are on the way. And this is a great night because Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. And Kristen, I want to tell you something about what a stand-up guy Aaron Zommers is. Our both of our kids are in the musical theater program at Stevens Point.
Yeah.
Zommers was going to go to the show that my daughter was in last week. He was going to drive from Manitowoc to Stevens. Now, it didn't happen.
I bought a
but
ticket.
But he fully intended. He bought a ticket. And now he had a donation.
They put on good shows.
I really wanted to go.
There will be more. Actually, I talked to Lindsay last night, and he told me that they're putting on Rocky Horror in the fall. Ooh.
That should be fun, too.
And he's Brad.
Oh, sweet.
I know. Nice. He was so excited.
Wow.
He's nerdy like that. Yeah.
That's very, very cool. Love that.
So come see Rocky Horror. We don't know when it is. Sometime in the fall.
I'll be there.
Generally around Halloween, it tends to be.
Yeah. Zommers, I'll pick you up. This time you get no excuse. seriously, thank you for the donation on behalf of the students. So, Dr. Lierley, let's jump back in. Greg, I was going to ask her about colds, but if you have more with the vaccines, maybe we should stick with that.
Well, we have a caller right now, Susan from McFarland, who wanted to ask a really quick question. Susan, good evening. Welcome to Nightlight. How are you?
It appears we have lost Susan. Going once.
Oh, dear.
Going twice.
Susan, where are you?
Well, feel free to call back.
Yeah, call back, Susan.
Please call back, yeah.
Go ahead, Pete.
We kind of touched on this last time, but everybody I know this winter has a cold that will not go away. What is the deal? Is there a strong, extra strong cold strain? Is there something in the air? I had to go on antibiotics last week to get rid of a cold that I had for like 8 weeks.
I'm in the same boat, man. No, it's just that we're old.
Come on. Thank you for stopping by, Dr. Lierley.
Yeah, the common cold is such a hassle, but, you know, there's no vaccine for it. So it's good preventive health, washing your hands, don't touch your face, you know, don't expose yourself.
I rarely expose myself. I just want to go on record. Once you have a cold, though, is there anything you can do, or is that a myth? I know once you have it, you're kind of stuck with it, right?
Symptomatic treatment, taking good care of yourself, you know, rest, hydration, good diet, reasonable exercise, and then treat the symptoms with, like, sometimes if your nose is stuffy, you can use that Afrin nose spray, but not for too long. You can use a steroid nose spray. You can use decongestants, but, you know, talk to your pharmacist or your doctor, because some of those things are not safe for everybody.
Right. Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you're using the medicine that treats the symptom that you have. Have you ever, like, gone to look at the cold medicine aisle? And it's everything. And they have all of these different things that they treat. And some of the medicines are good and some aren't. And it's just, it's confusing and it's overwhelming. I would say stick to the specific symptoms. If your nose is stuffy, use something for your stuffy nose. If your throat is sore, use something for your sore throat.
And the tip about asking your pharmacist, definitely spot on. I used to work as a pharmacy tech, and people would come in all the time and be like, oh, I'm sick with this. And they'd be like, all right, let me pull up your chart, make sure there's nothing you can't have. Okay, we recommend this specific thing. And then they're like, okay, in and out in a couple minutes.
Great point.
Yeah. And that's a good reason to have a relationship with your pharmacist. I mean, if you are lucky enough to have like a hometown pharmacy that you can count on the people who are there and they know you, just like your doctor or your healthcare provider, those relationships are gold.
I know that I have a very close relationship with my pharmacist. His name is Dr. Walgreens. He really cares about the things that definitely doesn't keep me waiting at the drive-thru for what seems like a lunch break.
There is a hometown pharmacy that with that name, a more local pharmacy. I switched recently. I'm not going to badmouth any pharmacy. It is, Greg, I'm not kidding. It has made a world of difference.
Okay. All right.
Because I was with you.
I'll check into it. Now, really quick before we get out of here, Susan from McFarland is back.
Hey.
Susan, welcome back. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. I thought you'd hung up on me. So anyway, the question I had is that I have understood that there can be birth defects related to either German measles or regular measles. If I am incorrect in that, that's how I understood it. So if you get pregnant during a certain trimester, it could cause birth defects. Is that an accurate statement?
That's really true. Yeah, and I've never seen measles. We talked about it in medical school, and I remember having one patient at one point who thought she was exposed to it, so we ended up treating her. But yeah, if you, and there are a couple other viruses, CMV, cytomegalovirus, or cytomegalovirus is the prime example, where if you get it at a certain point in your pregnancy, it can cause problems with the pregnancy. That's why it's so important to have a healthcare provider who you trust, who knows you, who will take care of you, because weird things like this do happen and they have a profound impact.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Susan. Appreciate that. And I mean, those are the questions people need to be asking, because again, like you said, if people don't have access to healthcare, access to a healthcare provider, hopefully they're gleaning something from these conversations. John from Oshkosh, listening on WISS, says, I'm going to cash in my Doge checks with the tax rebate check and my Soros payment rolling in the cash. I mean, John, good on you, buddy. Way to really save those dollars. And Clint in Wanakee, listening on WMDX, asks a very simple question. When is Dr. Lyerly running for office again? I don't know these things. People are talking.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Right now, we are just like pulling people together. And, you know, I think really where our power lies right now is in our communities, in talking to each other. We're talking about healthcare providers and the trust we have with our healthcare providers. But what about our neighbors? What about our school people? What about the people that we work with? We've got to have more conversations. We've got to knit the fabric of our communities back together again, because we have been torn apart by politics, by social media, by all of these divisive, fear-mongering things. So let's do that.
Well said.
Check out Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the social media at Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much for being here. Of course, we love having you here. Don't be a stranger, my friend.
I love hanging out with you guys.
Thank you, Dr. Lyerly.
Thanks, Dr. Lyerly. When we come back, we'll be talking about the question of the day here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.